Happy NRD Board Director meeting, please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy of the Open Meetings Act, post on staff hall of the meeting room, prior to turning to the agenda. For today's meeting, I'd like to announce procedure of use for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item, take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussions and actions. Roll call.
Bagley.
Here.
Bonnet.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Basin.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Sapinski.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
And Thompson.
Here. Report, adoption agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by someone down there.
Director Teaser.
Teaser.
Second by Bagley. Roll call.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. And 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Fowler.
Second.
Second by Caesar. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes. Item 6, Hare and the Calder, proof of publication. This meeting has been duly advertised. We're moving on to item 8, association reports. Item 8. 8A, Natural Resource Contract Conservation Service, Andy Bonecat, I assume.
Written report.
This report is in your folder. It looks pretty short on the paragraph. Please take note. Item 8B, Nebraska Association Resource District, Director Rich Teaser.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Several things came up on the more important side. There will be a 5% increase in the medical and dental insurance for the NARD participants starting July 1st. We spent a lot of time about discussing some potential legislation, and some of this had me concerned. I just talked to Tim about some of this. But there is a resolution opposing the 49 County National Heritage Area, which encompasses, it does not encompass Douglas or Sharpie County, but it does pick up Washington County and a number of other counties out west. And maybe, Tim, you'd be able to touch on that a little bit, but this is something that we're going to have to keep our fingers out, our finger on, and then this will probably be brought as a resolution at the annual meeting in September to oppose this. Additionally, you probably heard about the 30-30 plan, and this is basically the federal government trying to take and control 30% of the water and 30% of the land of the United States. And currently, our federal government owns about 12.5% of the lands of the United States. So somewhere along the lines, they're going to pick up 24%. And then start talking about water. The NARD feels that we are so far above what the other states are doing that, you know, this is something that it's not going to benefit us. And the other issue would be there's some talk about transferring water from, let's say, the Missouri River or the Mississippi River west to the high range to Colorado, even California. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, these are all things that we need to look at. There was a motion made by a resolution proposed by the Tri-Basin NRD to oppose this at the NARD annual meeting. Every director I spoke to agreed with that, and I would ask John to maybe address this next month if you would be so kind. Those were the major items. I'm sure we'll hear about the more legislation here in a minute, but that's basically, unless you have some questions, that concludes my report.
Is there going to be a Kearney meeting?
Yeah, in September.
Report of observation tour?
I didn't go on. I did any ID. I had a medical appointment, so I wasn't able to attend the tour. So maybe one of those that did.
Who went? Larry went?
I just wanted to ask Rich about when in September is the meeting going to be, do you know?
I think it's the end.
I think it's 26th,
yeah,
it's on the, 22nd. Right. It's always on my birthday, so it's weekend.
So. Yeah. I mean, hopefully I'll be in Canada that way, but we don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be in Canada, I want to be with you.
Bring some fish, yeah.
26th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anyone want to report on the tour?
I can, and I didn't know if Patrick, but I had a question.
I was just going to ask if the 5% premium increase was for the same fund that was used to take money out to replace the building in Lincoln.
No, actually, we are not privy to the claims or who makes a particular claim, but we had 11 claims this last year in the $400,000, $300,000, $200,000, big claims, and that's precipitating the increase of the insurance costs. We just got hit with some real big ones.
So I sit on the risk pool committee with the managers, and there, so it was either a 7.5 or 8% increase or 5. And I know we recommended to the NARD board 5% because several of those larger claims have taken care of themselves. And so we're expecting, a better year. We looked historically, it seems like every third year we have really high claims and then the next three are more normal. And we've had two back-to-back years of pretty high claims. So we've also worked with our reinsurance carrier to take more of that risk. So those premiums have increased, although we're handing more off to them, and it's worked out pretty well. The 5% we thought was good. Talking to the actuaries that attend the meeting, they're saying like a Blue Cross Blue Shield, those types of plans, the private plans are anywhere from 10 to 12% this year. So we've averaged historically a 4% increase per year when the market's always been double digits. So,
but just to be clear, the premium increase is for the claim fund that saw a $900,000 withdrawal last year.
Yeah, so there's close to $5 million in that fund for so it's healthy as a reserve fund. So the plan's actually doing very well. But you're right, though. I mean, it would come out of there.
Okay.
The Basin Tour, we can do real quick. So Marlon and Paul and I entertained the troops for the Basin Tour June 7th and 8th. So Monday, we toured the majority of our projects, the reservoirs, future reservoirs, Bob Carey Bridge, some of the trail projects we did. Tuesday, same thing, but we focused more on the lower part of the watershed in Sarpy County. The group did go on the Stratcom Tour and the Base Tour. So everybody enjoyed that, and then we finished up right in time for the meeting on Tuesday. Everyone in that I talked to had, they enjoyed it. A lot of comments from the Western NRDs that we do a whole lot, and they were kind of amazed at all the projects programs that we have going on. And I heard a couple of folks that were in our bus, and they're from smaller areas, and they're like, yeah, that subdivision we just passed has more people in it than our entire town. They were amazed at the development. If you go out, in like we talked with the folks that came Tuesday, there's just foundations everywhere, and they were just amazed at how fast this area has grown, especially ones that were at the tour a number of years ago. They can't believe the amount of development and the amount of activity that we have going on. So it went really well. I don't know if Marlon and Paul have anything different, but I think everybody had a really good time, and they enjoyed it. So
how many attended, John?
There was about 70. I think there was 68, I think, total. That was on the list to get into the base. So, right, 68 and 70, yeah. We had two buses, which usually they only have one, and we had to get two. It worked out really good. The weather was great, a little warm, but not too bad. But they only got positive feedback, and I guess I wouldn't get negative feedback because we organized it. But so if we hear any, we'll let you know. But it was a good tour, well attended. I think everybody learned a lot. So.
All right, thank you, Adam C. Legislative report. That was public
hearing. Thank you, Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs. I handed out just a one-page sheet on the front and back. I'm not going to go over it. I was just here last month, but kind of some of the things we're going to do going forward from here. Basically, those interim studies we had talked about in the Star Wars bill that created this committee, and Star Wars stands for some acronym for a lot of water study. It's a big, huge water study. The chairman of that committee is the Speaker of the Legislature, Senator Hilgers. And I just talked to him yesterday, and he said, yeah, I'm going to put a lot of time into that. So if you've got any great ideas, you know, let us know. But they're studying everything, everything about water, tourism and need and everything else. So we'll see how it all develops. He wasn't quite sure what he's going to do. I know John has helped a lot of input onto that proposal anyway. So we're looking at that. The second one on the back is, I guess it's on the front, I'm sorry. The one by Senator Erdman you've already got, John sent out, LR23, is a study of the NRDs, what you do. And that's interesting, what General Manager Winkler just talked about. I think they'll be amazed all the things you do that they don't know. So I think that's a real positive. We'll see how that goes, how they want to spin it. That's being done by a senator out west introduced that one, and we'll see what he wants to do there. We'll just see if there's an opportunity maybe to bring that group here as well, maybe have some of those meetings here. I think we still want to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going
to invite them. It'd be great to get them here.
We'll ask them if they want to do a tour, too. They flew in, we'll do a day.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, I did offer that up to the speaker just yesterday, and he said he'd look into it. He doesn't know exactly how they're going to do it, but he said he's going to put a lot of time into it. So, that's a good sign. The other one, then, Senator Bosselman has one on surface water irrigation and some of those things. I think that's a follow-up from the one he didn't do the year before, remember? So, I think that's what he's going to do. We have a call into their office, and a lot of people are kind of out of the office right now because the legislature finished up, and they traditionally kind of scatter and take a few weeks off. So we're going to find out exactly how all these are going to operate and keep up to date, work with John on that, and keep you posted. We'll send some written reports on those as they come. Here's what's happening, if there's any action that's noteworthy to send to you. On the bottom, then, we have a list of senators. Because of the property tax bill, LB 408, the lid bill and all that, it didn't pass, remember, but that was to put lids on all local governments, no matter your size or what you do, it seems like. Again, it didn't pass, but towards the end of that one, they did particularly look at community colleges and NRDs. Well, why don't we put together a deal and just, you know, put a lid on them without any looking into it or anything like that. It didn't go anywhere, thank goodness. But anyway, a lot of these reports will be a very good opportunity to talk to senators. So what we decided to do is kind of, we were going to do this last year, but COVID kind of slowed us and everyone else down, so we couldn't meet. These list of senators are senators in your district, if you have the big district, and also people on that Star Wars committee or committee chairs. It's a pretty comprehensive list. It's in no particular order because beggars can't be choosers. We got to kind of go when they want to meet and all that. And we're looking at probably starting these in July and probably running all fall. So, and it's more of a one-on-one thing, a breakfast, a lunch, whatever. Maybe we might have to do some Zoom calls. We did this on some of the candidates earlier, and you have a really nice presentation put together that talks about what you do. It's about a 20-minute presentation. We'll just kind of do that with the senators and probably get into some of the budget things, too, and whatever else they want to talk about. So that's a pretty aggressive list. It's about probably 20, half the legislature at least. So hopefully we'll get a lot of that done and get some good things done. There is one bill. John, I didn't talk to you about this. You talked to me about it, maybe about the warrants. Remember on the how you get the warrants, you get direct payment. It's kind of a cleanup bill on how you transfer money back and forth, make it easier for you guys to transfer money. There's just an oversight on a state bill. It'd probably be more of a easy bill to get done next year, but it would be helpful. But other than that, I don't want to be repetitive. That's kind of what we got going on in the future. What we're going to be doing, Director Teaser, we talked about earlier, we will follow that. I'm aware of it. I'm no expert in that, but I'm aware of what's going on, so we'll keep our ears and eyes open on that particular thing. And then the 30 by 30 or whatever it is plan is a big deal, so you're all probably reading about that anyway in the paper. The governor's out opposed to that right now and having hearings all over, so that's kind of the big news too. But other than that, if I missed out anything or any questions you might have or things I missed.
On LR23, I would guess the intent of that is to revisit what we've been doing for 45 years, but is there a per diem increase in that bill somewhere?
Hey, you never know.
All answer. Right, it's been how much, 45 years?
Probably not. I want to be positive on that they're looking for all the positive things you do.
Well, John led us into
that. But anyway, it'll be good to have our own conversations directly with senators, at least what we do and what you all do every day. And like I say, that's interesting, John, about them saying, wow, you guys do a lot.
Well, so we had Senator Clements.
He did show.
He came on our tour Monday, and I drove him back to the hotel because he didn't want to eat dinner. And he said he was amazed. He goes, I have no idea. And he goes, actually, the guys from Western Nebraska need to do this because they just don't know what you deal with. It's just a totally different environment. And so he was surprised. And he took a couple things away that have been said on the floor that aren't accurate. And now he knows that. And so, he got an education.
Oh, that's really good news. Well, especially him being on appropriations.
Yes.
And he kind of works with a group of about 10 that kind of stick together. So that would be nice to pay those buy into this information.
Director Teaser.
Tim, LB 285, that's redistricting of our congressional district and whatnot. Currently, that information is not going to be available until late August. So we're going to have to hustle between August and for us to get MAP,
So Gene and I have already been in contact with MAP. In fact, we're the first one on their list. Okay. So we're the first one that contacted them, and we got the first contract. So they'll take care of ours.
Good.
Priority. So we already got that arranged.
And then LB 83, Larry, they passed a virtual meeting law for non-emergencies, but they said you can't abuse it. If you go move something in Alaska, you can't have a virtual meeting just because of you. So it has to be a legitimate reason why.
Limited. Comments, questions? Thank you, Mr.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, 9 subcommittee reports. A. EPO, Fred Garley.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda item 9A, Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee. Be it resolved that the minutes of the June 8, 2021 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Papio Missouri River NRD Master Plan. Recommendation that the 2021 Master Plan be accepted. I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Records?
I just got one question. The changes to it, I think Eric had mentioned a couple of changes. Had there already been made in? Are those in the vote?
All right, good question.
Sorry, a new update document was not posted to the website yet, but they will be made. And then that document is posted to the website along with the other manuals and forms that we have.
Okay.
And that version will be sent to the state. So the slight change, I think there was just kind of one place where we were going to mention the South Sarpy partnership, watership partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We did not update that yet, but it will be made.
And then the public comment will be added to.
Right. So, okay.
So, yeah, we did not change anything between Tuesday and any information you had today.
Right.
Okay.
Well, is there any point to that public comment?
Excuse me. It was just part of the process, so we include that with the document. So now you have a historical record of anyone that provided that.
And directed to the comment we received in person on Tuesday, we did consider that specific change when we were evaluating the plan update, and it was determined that the section was in the appropriate place within the document. So I appreciated that comment, and we did, again, consider that specifically during the documentation process.
So what we're approving tonight is subject to a couple of minor changes.
Yes, non-substantial. I don't know if legal counsel has any review on what is within changes deemed necessary, but yes, adding the one bullet about the SSWP. I think there was one other spelling thing that we were going to update. And then the additional documentation will be added to the back of the document.
All right. Any other questions from the director? We'll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Harmon.
Yes.
Kaczynski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Agenda item 9A2, presentation of the 2020 USGS groundwater quality monitoring results. This was a presentation. No action was taken by the subcommittee. 9A3, Lower Platte River Water Quality and Springfield Drinking Water Management Protection 319 grant application. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit two 319 non-point source pollution management grant applications, one for water quality management in the Lower Platte River sub-watersheds in Sarpy County, and the second for the Springfield Drinking Water Protection Area, both not to exceed $300,000 each in grant funding over 3 years, and a maximum district contribution of $400,000 over 3 years, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Pass. Director. I have a question. The $400,000 maximum for 3 years, that's the 40%? It's 60-40, is that correct?
Yeah, that would be a 60-40 cost share with the grant. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone understand that? Okay. Roll call.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kaczynski.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Jefferson.
Yes. Item 9A4, contract amendment with, how do you pronounce that?
FHU.
Oh, yeah.
FHU.
That's
what they all
have. Okay. Recommendation that the general manager be the representative of the administering agent of the Papio Creek Watershed Partnership be authorized to execute the stream degradation analysis agreement for professional services, amendment one with FHU in the amount of $68,872, bringing the total contract amount of $118,817, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes. Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jefferson.
Yes. And that completes my report.
Okay. Item B, Finance Expenditure Legal, Director Rich Caesar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the June 8, 2021 meeting of the FEL subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Professional Service Contract 26010004400, over 110%. Recommendation that that account Sarpy County Watershed Partnership Professional Services be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget amount up to a maximum of $550,000. And I so move.
Public comments. Staff, directors.
Roll call. Elder.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 2, Zerinsky Basin 2 construction, 02015584410, over 110% of budget. Recommendation that that account for Zerinsky number 2, water basin quality construction costs, 02015884410, be allowed to exceed the 110% of the budget amount up to a maximum of $1,002,687, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 3, discussion of Dam Site 7 and Dam Site 12 right-of-way purchase request. This was a discussion item only. No action was taken by the subcommittee, but something will be coming up shortly for us. With that, Mr. Chair, I am finished.
All right. I'd like to add on item 3. I did get a letter from the developer that Mr. Longman was referring to. Did that go out to all directors?
I think so.
Yeah, it did.
And basically, I responded that it's, you know, we're going to consider it in due time. We'll be voting and taking action on it, but certainly I can't commit on behalf of the board anything, which is what I told them. So, they're anxious, at least. Any other comments on that? Okay. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Mr. Tim Fong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J, all-inclusive, and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Is there a second? Second. Any comments from the public? Staff, directors? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. 11, legal update. Anything to add?
No update.
Subtract. Thank you. Chairperson's report, just a couple of quick things. Danny, you weren't here last month, but I congratulate you. And I'll give you my congratulations. Speech. Man, person, what are you calling yourself?
All the above. I've been called a lot worse.
Your term's just starting.
I know. I have a new fan club out there that I've I'm looking forward to 4 years. It's been a long road. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The other thing, Gus Erickson passed away. He was on our board. Some of you remember him. We appointed him when John Swope resigned. And he was only on our board for a little over 2 years. I didn't catch how old he was, but he got up there. So our condolences to the Erickson family. He lost the election to Ron Whittle, who was on our board for 4 years. So I'll pass that on, and that's all I have. General Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. So as the district's office is returning to more normal schedule, the education team ramped up its Chocolate field trips and school outreach. In May, St. Stephen's and Martyr students explored water quality through microinvertebrate dipping at one of our sediment ponds. Some caught larger wildlife such as a turtle and a bullfrog. So it's glad to get our people out again and into the field and have the office returning more to a normal pace. Also, e-waste event in Dakota City, it did break the 2020 participation record. They had 178 vehicles. The record was 177, so great work in Dakota City. Final volume was 47,605 pounds. So it was a great event, and it was impacted a little bit. Blair had a the bank there had a e-waste collection too at that time, so I think that kind of cut down on some of the numbers as far as total tonnage. Great news, Western Douglas County Trail will start June 14th. So if you want a poster child of federal government inefficiency, this would be it. But we sent out an email to everyone. And so I think it's going to be completed hopefully by the end of the year. So we'll decide if we're going to brave the cold for a ribbon cutting or just do an opening and then do something in the spring. So I told Eric, as long as this thing's been, I'll stand out there in January just to see it finally completed. So a note was sent, or an email was sent to Lee Terry, the former congressman who got the original earmark however many years ago that was. And so we'll try to make sure that they're involved in that, whatever we do. So it's going to be great to see it move. Rich, did you have a question?
No, I'm going to go out there and turn a shovel before I do it.
Okay.
Anybody else does.
Yeah, well, we don't want to have a groundbreaking because I don't want to hold up the start. So we're going to get a moving.
Good idea.
So report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing project with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Partnership Subcommittee met on May 27th, and those minutes are attached. Next meeting of that is scheduled for June 24th, 10 a.m. here at the NRC building. And so that concludes my report.
I just wanted to say before you adjourned that I just wanted to commend the staff. John is out at Elkhorn Landing again this weekend, and super busy. Everything was in good order, good shape. Lots of people on the river, so thank you.
Thank you. Yep, the staff, everybody's getting out now, so it's no holds barred there. Everybody's getting out and enjoying the weather, which is good. So that's what we're here for. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to come forward. Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Informational items, please note July 6th, the budget workshop from 3 to 4 o'clock, which precedes our subcommittee meeting on that Tuesday. It's very, very instructive to be there and look at the details. We can't cover everything in the subcommittee meeting, but that's an important workshop to listen to what John has to say and staff. Clearly, we'll be talking about land acquisition for these projects. So,
some decisions.
And then, of course, in July. That weekend, the 4th. I don't know if anyone's going to holiday anywhere, but we still have meetings to attend. So there we go. Item 15. What time is it? Sure you want to adjourn so soon?